ANC's constitution is very clear in terms of what it expects from its members. And one of those is that members of the ANC are expected not to campaign or support any party that is contesting with the ANC. And the former president, Jacob Zuma, because of his unhappiness with the current leadership, took it upon himself to state publicly that he will not support the ANC, but will go and support a new party called Umkhonto we Sizwe. And based on the constitutional prescription, any member who does what he has done is guilty of misconduct. And it is upon that that the ANC decided that he should be disciplined. So the ANC has delayed the process of discipline processes because there were some amongst it who felt that the ANC has a lot in its hand and it would better focus on campaigning than on dealing with the former president.
Professor, also, so many legal cases, I'm losing track. What about this one about signature forgery? Where is it?
Well, it is still under investigation. And there are some people who think this is something that has been deliberately created. There are many people in this country who no longer believe anything because they see that MK Party has become so strong that there'll be a manufacturing of lies. And the issue of forging signatures will also be one of those. And it will be difficult because the police at the moment, they're saying they're investigating it. And the IEC says it wants also the police to move fast. But anything that suggests that the new party must be removed will be seen as part of the state manipulation of the democratic institution, including the IEC. Because even as we speak, the IEC took the MK to court, to the electoral court, and it lost. And there are some people who are saying the IEC needs to be seen to be independent. So when you have a commission that is now embroiled in the courts against another party, and especially when that party is seen as challenging the ruling party, people begin to suspect that there's something amiss.